News in brief. This is a quick roundup of other news from around the Trust. Twiddle muffs and forget-me-nots. Knaresborough Women's Institute has knitted twiddle muffs and forget-me-not flowers to provide sensory stimulation for people with dementia. Occupational therapists at Alexander House, Harrogate, will distribute the flowers to patients during Dementia Awareness Week in May to show that people with dementia are not forgotten. Clinical coding team. The Trust's clinical coding team, Rosebery Park, Middlesbrough, attained a level 3 score for their accuracy in a recent audit for the 6th consecutive year. Level 3 is the highest level score that can be achieved. The team demonstrates a consistent high level of commitment to quality data. Hopes and Wishes Tree. South Durham CAMHS have recently purchased a wishing tree for children and young people to write their hopes and wishes on. When young people come into the Ackley Centre, Newton Aycliffe, they can write their wishes on a tag and place them on the tree. Melodeon Cinema Room now open for patients. A new cinema has opened on Mallard Ward, Ridgeway, Rosebery Park, Middlesbrough, giving patients the chance to socialise more and enjoy a better quality of life. The transformation of an empty room into the colourful Melodeon Cinema, complete with red cinema-style chairs and stage curtains, was inspired by ward manager Sharon Walker and led by Stephen Coates, healthcare assistant. Films from the past are shown at Melodeon to help stimulate memory and reminiscence, and patients and staff on the low-security inpatient ward for men over 55 helped design the cinema's theme and style. Colourful wall art includes a popcorn seller, usher, ticket booth and Charlie Chaplin. Stephen said the enthusiasm of patients has shone through. Although it's early days, Melodeon is proven to be very popular with service users. Business plan update. The Trust Board has approved our business plan for 2017-18 to 2019-20, which has been developed and informed by engagement with a range of internal and external stakeholders. The plan includes 15 priorities, including recovery, purposeful and productive community services, model wards, improving IT for clinical services, and strengthening the Tuve Way, along with some locality-specific priorities, such as the construction of the new mental health hospital in York. The plan and a summary can be found at www.tuve.nhs.uk/businessplan. Generous donation from local businesses. Auckland Park Hospital, Bishop Auckland, had a donation of £400 from local hairdressers Capricorn Hair Design. The hairdressers raise money every year and this year have donated the money to our wards. The money will be used to improve the hospital's garden for patients to be able to enjoy over the summer.